Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Wham! October is gone and we are into November. You know what? You get up in the morning and you listen to the radio and you're hearing all these car deer accidents, and that's one sign, boys. They're chasing. They're chasing, and it's that time. You better take every opportunity you can to get out in the woods and hunt that buck. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. You listen to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for taking a little time out to listen to these two knuckleheads on the smokiest show on the radio. We're happy that you can listen to us this morning, because if you were trying last Saturday, you'll find that our show did not air until maybe 5 o'clock on Saturday, and we want to sincerely apologize to all those who got up and got their coffee and then started sending me bad texts about 8:15. It was a technical snafu, and we were totally unaware because we cheated last weekend, and we were not in studio, and I guess somebody overslept, and it was not Brian Fonger.
Well, and what it was, real simple, is the World Series went 18 innings, and the guy that was supposed to light up our show on Saturday morning got Drew Friday night duty, and he didn't get out of here until like 5 in the morning. So he had long overtime, and there was just a handoff issue. But we're good. We're here now. So
and we're going to get a bunch of free commercials now. So yeah. I haven't worked that part out yet. But now you've been forewarned.
Yeah, okay.
Phil Tower, if you're listening, yeah, be ready.
So this is the Grilling Guys. I've been out deer hunting, Bob. I've been out in the tree 5 times since the last time we talked to everybody, and I passed on 2 little guys, and I decided that I'm going to try to be that guy that has 4 on a side. Now, it doesn't eat as good as the little guys, I don't think, but at least now I'm sticking to my convictions.
So you
kind of
really
like your new diet.
So you don't really want meat.
Well,
you're
I
really
do.
Hunting antlers.
I'm hunting antlers now, and then I think that the meat can come in the future if I need it. I see deer, shootable deer,
every
time.
See, I used to do that, and I've learned that I fail when I do that. That's why I pop a doe right off the bat, because I always hunt antlers. And then when it comes like, I'm striking out, then the doe are gone.
Right.
Or it's rifle season, and I never apply for a doe permit.
Right.
Which you can buy over the counter now in my area up north, because it's got the CWD going on, and they will like want to eliminate the whole herd. And
right.
Start it's going to be nothing but buffalo next year.
Right. But, you know, that's kind of like when you were in the college and at the bar.
Carnage?
Well, there was that going on then, too. But, you know, you got to start a little earlier, Bob, is where I'm going with this.
Right.
Is don't wait till the last 10 minutes, brother. Right.
I went to Fair State Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, storing equipment this week. I've been getting some of the stuff ready to pack away because I'm trying to clean my driveway up after 16 and a half months of construction, getting rid of stacks of scraps and siding and soffit and fascia and all this stuff that, I mean, it looks like a trailer park, man, right now up on my property, because there's just junk everywhere. So I spent the week getting a lot of stuff. And so I took some tender loving care to my big Judge smoker and got it all cleaned up and oiled up and wrapped up and tucked into the woods a little bit, because I won't use it for another couple weeks. And it's just nice to get all that stuff out of the way. I'm hauling logs to the mill, doing all this stuff there, and it's just a good time to get ready, because the snow will be here in no time, and if you don't clean up your crap right now,
oh yeah,
you're gonna have a problem.
Yep. I pulled in all the patio furniture, all the cushions, other stuff, did it all.
Yeah.
Put it away, because, you know, you get these nice 60-degree days, but they're few and far between now, and you're stinking dealing with it 40, 45 every day. Love it for my hunting, but not so much for sitting out on the deck and drinking a beer. But all you got to do is wear just a few more clothes.
Well,
layer up, man.
I'm keeping the Cajun and the Tech Infrared on the back deck all winter, which I do. Everything else is stowed. I don't have to worry about my silverback because Greg Brown still has it. And Brown, if you're listening, you need to bring that thing back.
Oh,
yeah, it's not yours now.
Speaking of pellet grills, I was with my nephew this last week, and he calls me up after we hang out, and he says, I really want one of those pellet grills. Can you recommend one? And I said, you know, read some reviews. Yeah. On him. And
where's he live?
What, here in Grand Rapids. Yep.
Okay.
He
just
lives
go
here
to
Grand Rapids.
They
well,
got
yep,
a ton of them.
Exactly. And but he was looking for something on sale, right? Had a budget in mind.
Again, go to Garrett.
Right. So but what he ended up doing was he bought a one online. It's called a Z, like the letter Z grill, and it's a pellet grill. And they had a deal. They're American made, but they had a deal that it was 2 for 1. Right?
Wait a minute.
So he took
it's called a Z pellet grill.
Z grills. Z, the letter Z grills. Now, I've not seen it
I've
yet.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I saw them online.
And it's American made.
Yes.
You're sure?
I am. And they're.
Is your nose growing?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. But great reviews, but you know, on the internet, anybody can get great reviews, right? All you got to do is have your friends write them.
You just got to write them yourself.
Right. But I haven't seen it yet, so we're going to see. But it was a 2 for 1 deal, so.
How much was it?
It was $750 for 2 of them, and they're so we'll see.
That sounds pretty risky.
It does, but
and
we're
he
gonna,
got 2.
Yeah, he did.
So you got a free one?
No, I paid him half because I helped him out. But I think it might become a Christmas gift for somebody. Do you need one?
No,
I know. No,
well,
but,
no, you should give that old one away that I gave.
Right,
you.
But we'll see how it goes.
Getting whiskers on it.
Well, it still cooks, man.
You got that old Louisiana.
You take care of them.
Yep.
You take care of your equipment. It'll last. And, you know, you need to do maintenance. It's like you do on your car. You don't drive tires. You replace those, right?
That's what I said about putting the equipment away.
Right.
I learned from a good buddy of mine, Scott Hevelhurst, who loaned – he borrowed that unit you've got. He borrowed that big chuck wagon years ago. And when he was done with it, he sprayed the whole thing down with Pam. And brought it back, and it looked beautiful. And I thought, wow, that was awful nice. He goes, yeah, I always bring things back better, and I got them.
Right.
And I thought, what a great idea. And it's Pam, so when you fire it up, it's just cooking oil.
Right.
But guess what? Oil is oil.
Right.
It protects the outside.
Right.
Ever since then, I've used it. So even grilling guys can learn from their audience
and
buddies.
The grill you're talking about is a big old iron horse. I mean, it's just a big hunk
of iron. It's now on your lawn.
Right, yep. And I tore it down last winter. Down to the frame and repainted everything. I didn't touch the inside, though. I did the outside, everything that's exposed to the weather, and I keep it covered, but it still draws moisture, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's outside.
It's steel.
But at the end of the day, where I was going is if you're going to clean one out or you're going to rehab one, like I did, don't do the cooking chamber. Stay out of the cooking chamber with paint. Stay out of there with oils and cleaners.
You don't want mineral spirits in your oven?
I don't think I do. And but it'll leave a lingering flavor and a lingering smell.
That first cook will give you a buzz,
right? And it'll transfer to what you're making. And I still just don't like to have any chemicals inside of my cooking chamber.
So you've never power washed the inside?
I have.
I do that,
but with water only.
Yes.
I don't do it with any chemical.
If you need a power washer, I've got one.
We do, don't we? Yeah. This is it. Don't go down that road because I'm going to lose on that. I've got more of your grilling equipment than you've got in my power washer.
Okay, that's
I guarantee.
All right. I still like hanging on to it.
Yeah.
So we are happy to be broadcasting right now from our beautiful iHeart studio with the captain, the wizard of the big board, Brian Fonger, in control, trying to make us sound better than we really are. And we're sipping on a beautiful, beautiful little IPA, a double IPA. And it came from a place called Railtown, and it's the first brewery to ever operate from a locomotive, I think. Isn't that the case?
Right, yeah.
And
anyway, we'll find out more about that in a minute. Yeah.
In the next segment, Justin Buter, one of the co-founders, is here with us, and we're going to talk about a little fall fusion going on at Railtown. So that's it, Jop.
You know, we've got another great beer sponsor that's been with us since we started, and that's Schmoe's Brewery. And they've done a little expansion. They're up doing a joint effort with Mancino's Pizza in Petoskey,
what a cool
Michigan.
Venue.
It's a cool little venue they've got going on there. And today and tomorrow, they've got a fall open house where they've got some special brews that they put together. And I've been told by Chaz, the baritone of beer, that pints are half off. So if you're in the Petoskey area, get over to Mancino's and have yourself a Schmoe's. It's Railtown Brewery coming up next. Stick with us.